Oh my gosh, that's so freaky. Okay, so Ithaca Witchburn, I think he's dead. But in the grossest way, the hand came out of his mouth. I'm looking at it right now and I'm terrified. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, don't laugh or I'll laugh. Stop it. Okay. Three. Okay. Seriously, I'm freaking out. That's scary. That's gross. That's gross. I think I'm gonna die. Not in a good way. No, not like, oh, I'm having so much fun, I'm gonna die. No, we're gonna die in this room. Oh my god. What's wrong with me? Pass the peas.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of departed dinner guests and horrifying ha-has in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shemanda Felt, the Initiate. And if we catch this thing, I can turn it into a toy and sell it for $28.99, and in 30 years, it'll be worth $1,500.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. This is the worst dinner party I've attended since the time I saw President Bush throw up all over the Prime Minister of Japan's lap. It was gross.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And yeah, it's still my birthday. The only person who had a longer birthday than this was Jesus. And that was a bad night for him, too, because wasn't the Last Supper on his birthday? Or was that a different time of year? I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, this sucks.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ the Depressional. And if you think my older brother's a dog, just wait till you meet Shamanda's older brother.
You canon terrorist. Boy, you got a sure nice show here. I'd hate to see something happen to it.
Be a shame if someone rearranged it all.
Oh, man.
Not sure how these plot lines are going to fit together.
Now let's hear a quick word from this week's Mystery County sponsors. Aaron, who's sponsoring us this week?
Paper Tigers, a stationery company.
Da 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 da. Paper Tiger Stationery Company. We take your ferocity and we put it on a piece of paper. Step right in. Any sort of profession, we'll slap that on this card. No problems.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a dentist, but only for dolls. Could you put that on a business card?
Absolutely.
Hi. I'm a wedding photographer, but I only do pet weddings.
Oh, we can make that especially for you. That's a rough business to be in.
It is. I have two mortgages on my house.
Oh, that's a lot. Next customer.
Hi, I am a tiger trainer. First of all, I need a business card. Second of all, where's my tiger?
You're a claw above the rest.
Put it on the card.
Oh, God. Oh. There's a man in the parking lot being mauled by a tiger.
Oh, my gosh.
This sounds like a job for me.
And we gave him a quality price.
My business card says mauled by a tiger.
Whoa.
Paper tigers. We got your back.
All right, where we left off, Crashly's birthday dinner, or the dinner that was taking place on Crashly's birthday at Crashly's house, has not been going as well as one would hope. And that one specifically being Paula Grenadine. She has her agent over, Ithaca Witchburn, to pitch for her next book tour. But unfortunately, a tickle monster appears to be in the mix and causing some trouble as Ithaca, one of its targets, bends over, starts kind of screaming with torsal pain, and then a hand bursts out of his mouth and starts to crawl out of him. You see that the hand is connected to a limb, and you realize it is the leg of another tickle monster kind of coming out again. The tickle monsters look like daddy long legs, but their legs are like human fingers, but each finger ends in a hand, and each hand ends in, you know, fingers, which ends in hands. It's very fractal.
Listener complaints can be directed to our P.O. box.
That's right. The other thing you see is, as that's going out, I think you guys would also notice that Ithaca Witchburn is like reaching up to try to grab, but his hands almost look like they have been pulled into his arms. So there's like not stumps necessarily, because you can see the hollow depression where it seems to have gone in, and it's only on one hand.
It's like when you turn the fingers of a glove inside out.
Yes, that's going up into his arm. God. And you can see that it seems to be the core. It's quite disgusting. Susan has been calling out stuff. Susan has an idea of what's going on and everything. And right at that moment, Susan turns to you, Crashly, and she says, "Crashly," and is about to say something, and then she just pops and disappears.
What?
Susan? What?
In a cloud of
poo.
In a cloud of spiders, actually.
I was close.
Oh, Maria.
Maria.
Yeah, and Crashly, inside your head, you hear Maria be like, "Sorry, we needed to take her for a second. We need to hold her accountable for some infringements upon a previous contract." So she's getting pulled up with the Council of Exlers. "I'll have her back to y'all in good hands, you know, assuming she deals with this fair and square."
Oh my God.
You know she's going to be so mad that you took her before cake.
Hey, how are you doing? You seem to be doing pretty rough
out
there.
It's my birthday. Yeah, it's not great.
Oh, you got a tickle monster over there.
Yeah, could you do something?
This is all just in Crashly's head. So the rest of you.
So Crashly is like talking out loud, but and I'm definitely being like, "Maria, well, there's a tickle monster here. Can you like do something?"
"Not without a contract, I can't. You know where to find me. I gotta go. All right, bye-bye." And she ends the connection. Yeah, so Susan appears to have been pulled away at a most inopportune moment, mostly because Susan did know where the original tickle monster was, which is on Crashly's back under her shirt. But Susan didn't tell anybody that before she got pulled away.
Jesus.
So you're still dealing with all of this stuff, and you guys are sort of in that. What do you all do? Ithaca is still kind of trying to reach with his one arm missing with its inverted hand up and trying to do that, but is like quickly losing animating energy and is falling down. There's blood trickling out, like his mouth ripped open. You know, it is not a stretch thing. It is a rip thing.
I'm going to try to do some first aid, actually.
Great. Okay. You run over to do that. I know Jared was freaking out. Paula is also running. Okay, so you're trying to do first aid. There is a hand creature that is crawling out of his mouth.
I want to try to grab that thing and pull it out so that it does less damage to his facial structure, and also so I can like wring it about the neck or whatever.
All right, Crashly.
I know it's not bigger than him.
No.
Yeah.
Roll to kick some ass, Crashly.
Yeah, dude. I'm about to roll to kick some ass.
Better.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Okay, wait. I got a 10.
A 10. Great. Ooh. You get to pick two of the below.
Actually, I'm anxious, so I got an 8.
Okay. Oh. For an 8, you get to pick one from the below.
Okay.
One from below.
Okay.
Either you hit it, you take something from it, you grab it or move it, and I'm trying to try something new here. We had you impress, surprise, or frighten it. Mm-hmm. That's been fun, but I want to try this different mechanic, which is, it loses track of you.
Ooh.
I think that could be fun.
Well, if I can grab it and move it, though, I do think that sounds fun. I just don't know if that's right for this particular situation.
No, I know.
Situation.
Yeah, I'm explaining for the listeners who like mechanics.
Oh, yes.
You knew about the other ones. I'm constantly tinkering, and this is a new tinker I'm trying.
I see. I love it.
But yeah, so which of those do you do, Crashly?
I want to move it.
Great. Where are you moving it to?
The disposal.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Now,
if I can.
Oh, that's ruthless.
I think you can, Crashly. Okay. I don't want to got you on this with you. So I want to say, as you're pulling it,
you can feel it tugging.
Uh-huh.
And you can see as you're pulling, you're pretty strong because you're, you know, a ghoul.
Mm-hmm.
As you're pulling, Ithaca's arm keeps rolling up.
Oh, God damn it.
As you're pulling it out and there's like a long, what looks like a tail or like an umbilical cord.
Oh, gross. Oh,
what?
Oh.
Attached. Ew.
That happened fast.
Can I tune in on this creature to gain a little bit more insight about? Because everything that Susan learned, yeah. We don't necessarily know. We just know that it's a tickle monster, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yes. Okay. So yes, absolutely, you can tune in. You still have two hold from another time that you tuned in. It was with a different monster. Actually, So go ahead and roll plus weird. Do. Yeah, because that was for a different, that was for the Cupid. So.
Okay. Shit. Okay. 8 plus weird is going to be, 10.
Okay, great.
Pretty
weird. Yeah, you're pretty weird.
Thank you.
You get three hold. So yeah, you can, at any point, you can ask me one of the questions you have there. And then you get a plus one to your rolls when you use that information.
Are we limited? It's limited to these questions. Okay. I'd like to know who is it going to attack next? Like, what's its order of operations?
That is a great question. Mm-hmm. I think you see it doesn't seem to have, it's a newborn. As it were, you're as it's getting pulled out, it's sort of scrabbling, flailing against Crashly's arm and like batting against her. And it looks like it would just go for whoever is closest to it that it can tickle. And so you can see, Shamanda, it is trying to tickle Crashly, but Crashly's not doing anything in response, like doesn't even seem to be noticing. I think so. Whoever is next closest around you guys and around Ithaca. So I guess who was seated next to Ithaca?
I imagine it'd be Susan. But
yeah, well, so it would be Susan on one side of him. And
I guess Shamanda could have been on the other side.
Yeah, I guess the question is, would Paula sit him opposite her at the table or next to her at the table?
Paula would be sitting at the head of the table, kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
So for Paula Grenadine, would the guest of honor sit across her at the other end of the table or like to her right?
I think to her right.
Okay. Then the answer is the person that it's most likely to attack is Paula, which also makes sense because Paula's running over and being like, what's going on with Ithaca? Mr. Witchburn, are you okay? Ithaca, Crashly, move out of the way. We need to help this man. You need Crashly, go away. You're making it worse, Crashly.
Talk to your mom. Tell her to back off.
Mom, back off. You don't know what you're talking about.
Wow. Okay, Crashly.
Whoa. Yeah.
Does that deal with a little bit of her fields?
Aggressive.
Yeah, Crashly, yeah. I think this is a manipulate someone.
Okay.
So roll plus charm.
Okie dokie. Oh, I got a 11 and an 11 even.
Well, yeah, she'll do what you want or reveal the easiest way to convince her. I think in this instance, she's so overwhelmed and this is so weird and stuff. She's like, there's a tumor or something that's coming out of it. Crashly, we need to do it. And she's just sort of, you know, panicking and offering like useless help and just allows herself to be kind of pushed to the side. And she's just like, we have to do something.
Yeah.
Crashly. See a small little finger leg reaching out and sort of stretching across and trying to get up to Paula's. And it's just that like Paula's ankle right now.
You know what? I can just call another emergency meeting of the girls and we can throw them into quarantine until we figure out what to do. Sure this big house has a panic room somewhere. We could just lock them in.
We could, but I'm afraid it's going to like kill. It's just like when.
Well, I just want to set the scene. So you all are sitting around a dinner table. It's been kind of tense and weird. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, this guy basically explodes with a hand monster coming out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of like the moment you find yourselves in is like in Alien it's when. Like
emergency.
Yeah. Like there's not a lot of. Like you guys can talk, but also there is a monster that Crashly is holding in its hand. And you know it's not the only one there.
Ugh, and I'm afraid it's going to, like, kill quickly.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do some destructive genius stuff.
Ooh. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm grabbing
Let's see. I look around.
What if we just let it tickle us?
Ew.
CJ.
Shamanda hops up, backflips, and is like in the corner like a bat.
Mm-hmm.
Just ready to survey the area.
Right. And Shamanda, you, I will remind you, you had put on like a suit coat from the hallway. So you do have a little extra protection against being tickled.
Oh, okay. Make sure, did everyone put on deodorant today?
No, I don't. I don't use it. I hear it's bad for you.
It's what? Not bad for you, Adam.
I mean,
it's
antiperspirant has aluminum in it.
Yeah, that's different.
Oh, but so
you should
I should
wear deodorant,
that.
Adam.
You should wear it.
You should wear a lot of deodorant.
Oh, ha! Very funny. You guys are trying to punk me.
He's not joking.
Don't say ha ha. Don't say ha.
Yeah, Adam. When you say that, I think Adam, go ahead and roll for me. Roll plus tough.
Okay, and you know your boy is not so tough right now. He's a little anxious. Six. So yeah.
Great, Adam. Where are you around the table or in the room? This is Aaron, will you paint us a picture of what the dining room looks like again?
Ooh, could you use acrylics?
Yes, that's all I have. So the dining room is there. It's like a pretty long table. It's not like 24 seats or anything, but I think it's like a big like 8 seat, so like 3 on each side and then 1 at the head and 1 at the foot or whatever. And there's a big door into the living room, like open, like an archway. And then there's a closed door into the kitchen on the other side of the room.
So Adam, where are you in that space?
I think I'm by the archway.
Okay, great. Yeah.
So I rolled, does anything affect me or?
From the archway, from above, we had previously established some of this as well. One of these long, I guess legs, we'll call them legs, kind of coming from the shadows, bending out and around, like there's too many joints, you know, it's one of those things. There's way too many joints. Mm. And so it's sort of articulated and it comes up and on a 6-, it grabs you. Specifically, it grabs your wrist, Adam, and it yanks it up in the air.
Oh.
And another hand, another finger on that hand that is holding you up, like the pinky finger on it, sticks out like you would when you're drinking tea. But the pinky finger then extends and extends and extends, and a little hand on the end of that finger starts tickling your armpit. And that is 2 for you.
Oh, good luck. It's sweaty in there.
Yeah. And you start laughing.
Oh, no.
It's not
like
funny,
Scooby-Doo.
Adam. Yeah. Yeah. You are totally, you know, this is like a gitchy, gitchy goo situation. Like, you just can't stop laughing. It is tickling you hard.
Okay. Then I'm gonna...
And I think actually I'm going to say you can't really do anything until it stops tickling you. And the rest of you can see that Adam is just like Adam, can we hear your tickle fit?
Oh, stop. You're nasty.
Adam, no.
Adam, stop. He's nasty.
No, I'm going to run over to him.
Okay, you have a tickle monster in your hand that is umbilically attached to Ithaca. Are you just ripping it out? Are you leaving it? What are you doing?
Oh, God. I'm going to roll to decide because Crashly can't decide.
Dice
is
dice.
D20. Yeah, I rolled a 9, which means I'm going to take it with me. So I'm just going to drag him along with me.
Well, actually, no, you don't drag him. If you're doing that.
I'm trying to do that. Yeah.
No, you successfully pull it along. It does not drag Ithaca with you. Okay. You feel a yank and a rip. Oh. Ithaca's arm up to the shoulder just disappears. Oh. And a long, dangling, like, viscera-covered, like a noodle-ish thing, like an umbilical cord, basically, yanks out from his throat and is... dragging along, and the tickle monster in your hand start like kind of activates and starts flailing around and trying to get loose.
Ew.
Oh my word.
Ew.
Shumanda is stunned.
Yeah, and so Crashly, that happens. You're running over to Adam.
Yeah, I'm still running over to Adam. I'm going to try to use this tickle monster baby as bait to get the other one away from Adam.
Okay, how?
Like, I'm going to dangle it and be like, look at your disgusting little baby friend. Why don't you come over here and...
That's not my baby. Something. That's not my baby. Frank Crashly.
You, Adam.
You're
Adam.
Fun.
Aaron, yeah, I guess roll to act under pressure, we'll say. We'll just do this as a kind of old school roll.
I got a 9.
Okay, great. So I'll give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. So you're trying to draw its attention?
Essentially, I'm trying to get it to leave Adam alone as much as I can.
Yeah, I think I will say... It will do that. You're going to have to like, basically, where are you throwing the other hand, or like, what are you doing with it to take its attention? Because right now you're just in front of it.
Yeah. So, okay. So how big is it? How big is the thing I'm holding?
I imagine about the size of a supper plate.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty small. Okay, cool. I'm going to hold up a dinner knife to what looks like its throat, if I can, and sort of like threaten it and be like, leave my friend alone or this baby gets it.
Yeah, Crashly, absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is not like you.
I know.
Yeah. The equivalent, I mean, it doesn't really have a throat because it's...
Right. It's like a spider.
It looks like a spider, or more like a... Basically, it's like if the spider part of a spider, you know, the body part of a spider was like the palm part of a hand.
Yeah, that makes sense. Know? So I'm just like,
but
I guess
you're
I'm...
putting a knife up to it. You're still physically threatening it. I get it.
I'm threatening it.
I think, let's see, a worse outcome, a hard choice, or price to pay. I think... I'm going to give you a price to pay on it, which is it does drop Adam.
Great.
Thank you.
And ignores you completely, Crashly, and ignores the hand, the baby hand that you have.
Uh-huh.
And you feel a yank because you walked over towards that. Adam was by the alcove, and it's you feel pulled towards the kitchen where you know Jared is at.
Okay. Oh no.
And you feel pulled there. You feel really weird about getting pulled there because, like, why are you getting pulled?
Yeah, I'm holding.
But you get
the
yanked
thing.
Backwards, you know. So like,
the hell,
a pull from behind.
Okay.
Shamanda, then from your vantage point, you see other finger legs erupt out of Crashly's shirt and start pulling her back into the kitchen area. And I'm curious also in all of this, CEJ, what are you up to?
I'm pretty upset. I'm like, I don't know. Crashly, are you cool?
No, I'm not good. I'm not cool. What are you talking about?
All right. I'm going to try to protect Crashly.
Okay, how?
They already got her, dude.
I'm going to grab her feet and try to keep them from pulling her out of the thing.
Okay, I see that.
Classic tug of war situation.
I think this is definitely a roll plus tough then.
Okay.
This is the craziest, scariest thing we've ever done.
Yeah, this is... every once in a while, we have to dip back into the horror roots of the game.
Yeah, it feels like season one.
Yeah,
nice. I love it.
I did roll an 11.
Wow, you get to pick two of the following. You hit it, you take something from it, you grab it or you move it, or it loses track of you.
I'm attacking it? Basically?
Yeah, basically. Well, we're gonna. I mean, those are going to be the positive outcomes from grabbing Crashly's ankles.
Okay, I am going to move it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to move it. I'm going to take something from them, and that thing is Crashly.
Right. Great.
And I'm going to move them, and I think what happens is we're pulling back and forth, and it stretches out like a fucking bungee cord, mm-hmm. and then I finally pull Crashly loose, and it like snaps across mm-hmm. and out of the room like a rubber band mm-hmm. being shot across the mm-hmm. room.
I love it. What's disconcerting to you, with all of that is that's absolutely what happens. And the like pull thing is because each of its little finger legs, hands, it's like gripping the archway, the entrance, and it's like holding there. There is a moment when you're pulling Crashly, when you're looking at Crashly, and she looks kind of like Doc Ock or like Spider-Man, where she has these limbs reaching out from her back and they're what's grabbing. And then you pull and pull, and finally you yank and you hear just a rip.
Ooh.
And you see just this horrific, like a large, the adult version of one of these tickle monsters. It has like two, well, it has like a circle of eyes on the bottom. And like a lamprey's mouth.
Ugh.
And there is some flesh in its teeth as it rips off of Crashly's back.
Ooh.
And it gets thrown in and it kind of, you know, boom, sends off into the kitchen. And Crashly, your shirt rips off as a result.
Yikes.
Oh my God. Look away, Adam, you pervert.
Oh my God. Look at all those tissues that just fell out of her shirt. Oh no.
That's just because she doesn't have pockets.
I'm not laughing at you, Crashly.
We were looking straight at her. Look, turn around.
To prove I'm not laughing.
And Adam, you are, I believe Crashly freed, like took its attentions away. So it has, in all of this, it has let go of you. So you are able to do stuff again. You're still feeling weird. You're still feeling, you know, that buzz after you get tickled a ton where you still sort of feel on edge and your nerves are all kind of, you just feel twitchy and edgy and like you could start laughing again.
And you're like hard as a rock.
Yeah.
I will also say, as you pull up your arm and look, your fingers are a little shorter.
What?
What?
I just got these operated on.
Yeah, didn't you just get that hand embiggened?
You just got a new improved pinky.
Yeah. You know what? Okay. Now I'm pissed.
Yeah, which hand? Your right or left?
It's my, you know, I'm going to roll for it.
Okay.
Even is a right, odd is left. It's my right.
Okay, yeah. If there was a way for fingers to be sunken, that is what yours are.
Ew. Oh,
shit.
They're like pruny.
Also, see, EJ, give me your shirt.
But then what will I wear?
Shamanda drops the blazer down.
Wow, what a sacrifice.
Crashly. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Cover yourself.
That's friendship.
Yeah. Maybe Shamanda should be my boyfriend.
Whoa, a blazer with no shirt on underneath? You look like Kate Moss.
Oh, thanks.
Huh?
What?
Huh? Who?
Nothing.
Paula is pretty, she disassociated in the corner. She looks just completely overwhelmed. She is holding on to Ithaca, who does not look, I mean, alive.
Oh, no.
To be frank.
Fair.
Is the other parasite that had Crashly run scampering about, is it gone?
Yeah, it seems to have gotten yeeted into the kitchen.
And okay. That's where Jared is.
That's where Jared is.
Yeah.
And you hear
Jared
just being like, no, dear God, no. No, dear God. Ah.
I'm
Jared,
running.
Find the Tupperware. Box it up. Box it to go.
You just hear like a ting ting as something is hitting like the pot lid.
Oh,
good. So he may have gotten it in a soup pot or something.
Ooh, or maybe he's making popcorn.
I'm going to run in there because I got to
Crash,
save Jared.
You race in. You see Jared is in the corner. The tickle monster, it keeps trying to get in with its many little hands. And he's just using two pot lids as shields and batting them back. But more and each time he does, it's almost like a hydra. Another little hand appears and is reaching for him.
And I know the baby one I'm holding is like the size of a dinner plate. How big is this one?
The size of your back, basically.
Okay, you know? So it's not like huge. So like two to three dinner plates. No, maybe. Yeah.
You got to stop comparing babies to dinner plates.
I know. Well, I no longer think of this thing I'm holding as a baby. And I want to get rid of it. So I am going to try to, now that I'm in the kitchen, I'm stuffing it down the disposal.
Okay, can I want to help and do some destructive genius on that disposal.
Yeah, you'd wanted to do this earlier. What do you want to do, Adam?
Well, since we're running to the kitchen, I want to quickly soup up that disposal.
Okay, roll plus sharp.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled.
Actually, yeah, I don't know if this would be destructive genius or if this would be your just weird science.
Sure, I could do that too. Yeah, good call. Do weird science.
Because you're not really making a weapon.
Yeah, so that's just my weird then?
Yeah, so this is just weird.
Okay, then that is an 9.
Okay, great. Nice. A 9. Pick one limitation that will affect the process. You need a rare material to do it. It takes something. You have to take something important apart. It requires huge amounts of power or fuel. It draws unexpected attention. It does more than you intended, or you need someone else in the club to do something to help complete it.
I need CEJ to help me.
Okay, great. What? Yeah. So you're calling out to CEJ from the kitchen.
Yeah. CEJ, I need your help.
All right. I trudge sadly and slowly into the.
Of course you do. Yeah. What do you need, Adam? What kind of help do you need?
Yeah. What do you want?
Crashly's over the sink trying to push this thing in, and it's using all of its little arms and hands to hold itself back as she's trying to push it down the disposal.
I need CJ's help cranking the gears underneath because my fingers are too small now.
Oh,
sad day.
Yeah, you just can't reach.
Oh. Yeah, I can't quite get to it. Could you please just crank that?
Hey, Adam, can I ask you something?
CJ, yes, you may. Can you do that while you crank?
I put my hands in my... Well, I don't have pockets, but I put them onto the inside seam.
Aaron,
of my...
will you just give us some background noise of what Crashly is doing in this?
What's your question, CJ?
Yeah, I put my hands... I don't have pockets because I'm still wearing my pleather skirt, so I just put my... tuck my hands into the, like, waistline of it.
Uh-huh.
So they're just kind of, they're just tucked in there. And I look down and I kick at the tile in the kitchen. And I say, do you think, like, is time like a straight line? Or are like people in other timelines, like, kind of, you know, are they living, you know, like, are they living alongside what you're living?
No, I'm not doing great.
Oh my CJ, God,
this is scary. I'm trying to console your mother.
Hey, Shemandra, everyone, quiet. I got to have a heart to heart. What's bringing this out, CJ?
I'm just wondering if, like, is Hadan, like, super dead? Like, actually gone in dust? Or is, like, is it possible that Hadan... You know, because, like, when I met her, she was, like, 21. Wait. So it's, like, is she living alongside me?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Hadan, my inner self.
No. I don't care about that.
Wait, you were dating someone named Hadan?
We weren't dating. She was just my friend. And, like, I'm wondering, like, when I jump forward in time, is that, like, killing her?
I mean,
CJ? Acorn or whatever.
Her name's Hadan. Right, okay. And honestly, CEJ, here's the thing.
Acorn.
Here's the thing. Who knows what time is like? I mean, honestly, we're learning about different dimensions right now. I didn't know that there was a different version of our existence, but there may be a different existence for her somewhere right now. Maybe she's alive at the same time as you in another universe.
She's totally dead.
And Jared just goes, dear God, do something. Somebody do something.
We're doing it.
And I pout, my lip pouts out, and I look at Adam, and then I look away, and I go,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, CEJ, look at me. Look at me.
Yeah.
She probably thought about you as much as you think about her, and she had those same questions, okay?
I mean, probably. I don't know.
Somewhere out there.
And we gotta get you back to ancient Byzantine. I promise, after we kill these monsters, I'm gonna take you personally back to Istanbul.
You really are going to, right? That's not just a thing you're saying.
No, it's on my list. I got to make my girlfriend. I've got to fix my son/father. And I'm going to make a time machine to bring you back.
And you have to make a hamster for Crashton.
Oh, I got to make a hamster for Crashton. So, okay, it's going to be number 4 on my list if that's cool.
You know what, Adam? You're always like trying to help. I mean, you're not great at it, but you do try.
Yeah, emphasis on try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like we don't do a whole lot of stuff for you. So, you know what? I'm going to start right now. And what's the crank thing you need or whatever?
Oh, you just got to put your hand under the so you see where the garbage disposal is under the sink?
No. What?
Okay.
Where?
Who's got a flashlight?
What are you talking about?
Okay, just put your hand in there.
Put my hand in the garbage disposal? No. Nice try.
Under the sink.
Okay, I'm looking under the sink. There's like a little basket with sponges.
Don't turn it on.
This site has recycling in it.
No, not that. Wait, Crashly, you're throwing garbage in the recycling.
Shamanda is talking to Miss Grenadine and is like,
look at all this garbage.
This is going to make a great book. I know it sounds crazy right now. And
oh my gosh, there's so many hats from lids.
You still have the stickers on them.
Anyway, the dojo's looking for donors. And I know this is a really stressful time for you, and I apologize for burning up your library. I don't know if you knew about that yet. but this is all going to be a great book. You're going to sell so many books based off of this traumatic experience.
This thing a crank?
That's it. That's the crank. Yes,
okay,
crank
so
it.
Crank it to the left.
No, the right.
Adam, go ahead and roll. Did we already do your... Yeah, we did your weird side. Yeah, right. This limitation. Okay, great. Yeah, so it
we
will
did
have,
that a little while
ago. That was like 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, it will have this desired effect. Which you finally get it cranked. You hear the garbage disposal rev up. What have you done to it to make it more than what it was?
It is able to go at the... So usually a garbage disposal can only chop up food. But this one, I cranked it up so it can chop up bone.
Wow, you made it a full meat mincer.
Whoa.
The garbage disbones all.
Oh.
Write that down to EJ. Yeah.
It's a bit loud.
It definitely is.
And then Cratchley, I'm not going to make you roll for this. You have this thing there. Mm-hmm. You're a ghoul. You guys have all worked together on this. Cratchley, you slam down and slam if you want. You slam the little baby monster, tickle monster hand into the garbage disposal.
I do. Yes, that is my plan.
A gout of blood shoots out.
Gross.
You see little fingers that end in hands, that end in fingers, that end in hands, reaching out and scrabbling, and then getting sucked in. There's a slurry. It's still.
Tyler, can I add one thing?
Yes.
Another thing that I added to it was it plays Eve Six's Inside Out.
Yeah, so as it starts, it's, I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the run, but the lack thereof. And then that's just blasting through the kitchen.
That helps.
And then I think here's what I want to do for the original Tickle Monster. It obviously would turn to deal with this threat of all of you away from Jared.
Great.
And I think this is a great moment for us to do Teamwork Makes the Dream Work.
Yeah. Friendship.
So I want you guys, so the way that this one works, whenever more than two club members work together to overcome an obstacle, describe what your objective is and what you're each doing to achieve it. And then I'll have you each roll and we'll kind of decide what happens as a result. So what are you guys trying to do in this moment? You're in the kitchen in the Grenadine kind of luxury executive chef kitchen with this, I don't know, like 2 foot wide daddy long fingers creature. You know that tickling it is its weakness, but also apparently, you know, garbage disposals also
kind
work.
Of like tickling because it's
true. It's bladed tickling.
Yeah,
it's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
Tactile.
Yeah. What are you guys trying to do? Like, what do you do? What are you trying to do and how are you doing it?
I would like to offer myself up as bait.
Okay.
And I just like roll on the ground like, you know, a little piggy just giggling.
Okay. So Adam throws himself on the ground to be bait. And then what do the rest of you do? Like, what are you all trying to achieve here? I guess let's establish that first and then kind of we'll backwards figure out what you're each doing to it.
Well, I wanted to console Miss Grenadine just so that she's not hysterical and, you know, becoming another problem, because I think it's kind of over for Ithaca. I'm presuming we're not even going to try to get them back from death.
Yeah, not at this moment anyway.
Right. Okay, so if they're consoled, then I kind of want to, if we're going to tickle this thing to death, I'm going to use one of my holds and have an item, a useful object ready, and have like a ghillie suit so that I cannot be, I'm in full latex suit and I'm going to tickle the crap out of this thing.
Okay. So what I'm hearing here is what you guys are all trying to achieve with this is you want to like kind of lure it, grab it, and then tickle it to death. Is that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And, Adam is bait.
So Adam is bait. Shamanda is getting out her ghillie suit to kind of put herself in prime position to grab it. Crashly and CEJ, what are you two doing?
I was going to grab a broom to tickle it with, since that could be a bit on a bit of a pole. Maybe while Shamanda holds it, I can tickle it with the broom.
So you're going to do the tickling?
Yeah. Why not? Okay. It's my birthday.
Yeah. And CEJ, what are you doing to help?
I'm still, I'm recovering from the, like, turning the crank. Like, that whole thing was...
turning the crank.
It was a lot. Like, I've had to...
So you're watching? Is that...
Yeah, I'm kind of spent, honestly. I feel
I'm
tired.
So sad about the fight they're going to have, because Crashly and CEJ are really perfect for each other.
It's true.
Yeah, the two biggest divas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, then I guess you're not going to be rolling anything, CEJ, because you're not really doing anything.
Can I roll to sneak a quick photo?
You're going to take a photo of what?
I'm going to take a candid of Crashly, because I think she's going to be excited to see how cool she looks with the blazer. Like, she just looks like a model.
Really wow, nice. You are Ew, you are
boo.
On another plane.
Boo.
Yeah,
Crashly's
you can.
Gonna love that.
So here then, let's see. What do I think everybody's... I think this is going to be... I think ultimately this is just everybody's going to be rolling plus cool, because this sounds to me kind of like everybody's trying to, like, maintain either, you know, either get ahead of somebody or do something sneaky. It just feels like trying to play it cool. So everybody roll plus cool.
Ooh, 11.
I also got an 11.
Oh my God.
Mm, we got a 4.
And I got a 4 as well.
No way.
Four.
We'll start with our failures.
Hey, stop. Hey.
And then
what are you
then we'll complete with successes. We'll build off the circumstances what other players have done to achieve it. So we'll start with you, Adam. You get a 4, which means you get down, you are bait. And in doing that, you succeed at being bait, but you lose something important to you, either literally or figuratively.
Can I say my sense of dignity?
Yeah, describe what it is and what happens.
I think this moment, I truly lose my dignity. And I'm just like, Adam, you jumped right to being bait. Yeah. Why didn't you?
So before you guys even make a plan or decide stuff, Adam just drops to the ground.
Adam's like, I'm on it.
He hogtied himself.
And he just like rolls, like drops to his belly and rolls into across the kitchen.
And what happens as a result of you losing your, what is it you're losing?
My dignity.
Your dignity? Because you are losing your dignity with yourself, right? Yeah. Like, it's not like somebody else is taking it or anything. What happens as a result of that?
Yeah. I definitely am a little embarrassed by this, and I probably take an emotional conditioning.
Yeah.
Insecure.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, you feel really doofy. I would imagine also this relates to other things too, of like, you also agreed to be DFK so that CEJ and Crashly could go to the dance.
Yeah. I'm not loving my position right now in the group. And self, you know, appointed position.
Yeah. That totally will stick with you. And then we'll go over to Shamanda. You get in your ghillie suit and you do successfully grab the tickle monster as it goes in for the bait of this prime, this teenage boy just rolling around on the ground. I mean, what better to tickle than a willing teenage boy?
I mean,
You also, in the process of doing this, Shamanda, you lose something important to you, either literally or figuratively. So describe what it is and what happens as a result.
I think in Shamanda's, like, hurriedness to get the thing on, her vision starts to blur a little bit. Like, oh, I think Shamanda needs to wear glasses now.
Oh.
And can't really see what she's supposed to be grabbing. Maybe I think the carpet is shag for some reason. And I think I've got a grip on the thing, but I'm just holding this like thick shag carpet. But I got him. I got him.
That's I love funny. It. So we find out that Shamanda has had bad eyesight for a while and has refused to acknowledge it.
And I've been driving.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah.
That's why I flipped my tactical Hummer.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes total sense. That and dark coming after you T-1000 style, but the, but also your vision was no small part.
It wasn't modded correctly as well.
Yeah, you weren't even driving at the time. That's what's so impressive. Okay, yeah, but you do manage to grab it, and then we move on to our successes. Crashly, on a 10 plus, you gain something powerful, either literally or figuratively. So describe what it is and the impact it has as you get the broom and you start tickling this tickle monster.
Okay. I think I get, I feel like a surge of anger and confusion about Acorn and that whole fucking situation. So I think I just get a little boost of my ghoul power without it taking over. Does that work? Is that too like... Is that too Mary Sue?
What? No, I don't care. My ghoul power takes over while I stake you. You gain something powerful, literally or figuratively.
Yeah, so my ghoul power takes over. Anyway, that's what happens. And so I just...
So you full ghoul out.
Well, but only not physically. That's what I'm saying.
I see. So you, you just channel... You successfully have this one moment where you channel all of the positive...
Yeah,
in your mind, traits of the ghoul of like its strength and ferocity,
and intimidation and ferocity. Yeah, exactly.
Without any downside. There's.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's kind of beautiful. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday.
And you're 15, and for this one moment, you feel stronger and just more powerful than you ever have in your life.
Yeah, I'm tickling the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, and like, man, I'm so curious what happens if, like, if Crashly tries to chase this high of just being like unhinged, like unfiltered, just full of id and like strength.
Yeah.
But you do it. You're tickling the shit out of this tickle monster with the broom. And then CEJ, you gain something powerful, literally or figuratively, as you attempt to take a candid picture of Crashly while she tickles this tickle monster to death. Describe what it is you gain.
Yeah, well, my phone doesn't really have a camera on it because it's a Nokia, but there is a camera on the counter because it's a rich person's house.
Yeah.
So I take that and it's a let's see, what's the top of the line digital camera 2007.
It's like a Nikon.
Okay, it is a Panasonic Lumix G7.
That's a good camera.
I'm going to add that to my gear. Panasonic.
Oh, so you're stealing. Lumix.
So I get the camera.
Stealing it.
Yeah. The cool, powerful thing that I get after taking this photo is that I'm going to keep this camera.
Fair. I love it. Great. Yeah, you get the picture. And what is the impact of the camera on you?
I take the photo and I look at it, like I pull it up and I look at it on the little display and I'm like, huh, I'm like pretty good at photography.
Add it to the list.
He's adding another thing.
Another extracurricular, which is so funny to me. Also, you have all these extracurriculars and you're struggling so much to get into college.
Yeah, yikes. It's my grades are the problem.
Yeah. I mean, there was probably 2 years where you didn't care because your parents were missing. So there's only so much you can do.
So the essay should be, you know, down pack. You should
the essay should
it.
Be.
Well, the problem is then when they go to investigate, they're like, his parents have never been missing. Oh, this kid just plagiarized.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. I applied and they investigated. It was like that. What's that? Lori Loughner?
Lori
Loughlin.
Yeah. It was like that where I applied and then all this weird, they did like some minor investigating and found that I was quote unquote lying. And also Adam, I had Adam do like a pass on it and he kind of ruined
it. That's not a great idea. Yeah.
I made a pass on it and then sent it in without you reading it.
I made some changes. Don't worry.
I didn't reread it.
Don't worry. You made it way too long, so I shortened it.
Yeah, he cut out all of the parts that made me an appealing candidate for the college. But anyway, I have this cool new camera now. So,
but you have this camera, yep.
Nice.
I'm going to take my Peter Parker turn here pretty soon.
That's right.
Oh, gross.
What? Gross?
You guys are going to do the kiss. It's going to be gross.
Yeah.
We're not going to do We already kiss.
But the upside down kiss.
Yeah, but you're
going to
do the upside down kiss.
We already do upside down kissing.
That's true.
Except Crashly's the one who's upside down.
That's true.
That's progressive.
I'm actually really good at hanging upside down.
Crashly, show him.
Okay. Well, in a second.
Yeah, you. This monster is gripping at you. Crashly, it is like every little hand is grabbing at you.
Disgusting.
But you ignore it almost too easily and tickle and tickle and tickle with the broom. It starts writhing in the fashion of something that is being tickled. Mm-hmm. And each little bristle finds a little tiny armpit on the legs of all of these things. And then it kind of curls up on itself the way like a spider does when it dies.
Tyler, you got to go to the hospital.
Yeah. And the little husk is all that's left. And you have killed the tickle monster.
Okay. Oh, thank the Lord.
Yeah, we more death in our way.
Jared in the corner pulls the two little pot lids that he has, protecting himself. And he's like, did we do it? How are we?
Yeah, we know. Did
everybody
it, Jared.
Check. Is there anything on me? Because now I feel like there's stuff, you know, like when you see a bug and then you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's like when you walk through a spider web.
Take a shower if I were you, Crashly. Just scrub all that off.
Yeah.
When Crashly says that and turns, I imagine she kind of like lifts the jacket to show Shamanda. Shamanda, you see there's like a sizable like chunk of, there's just a big bite where the thing was kind of latched on to Crashly. Oh, no. And you're pretty surprised, Shamanda, because like if that had happened to you, obviously it'd be pretty dangerous.
Honestly, Crashly, I'm impressed that you could like take a hit like that.
A hit like what? What are you talking about?
I mean, when it heals up, it's going to be a week. Girl, it bit you up.
So this is a moment where you're a little surprised, Shamanda, because, yeah, Crashly doesn't seem to know that there's a big bite out of her.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you don't feel that?
Feel what? Oh, my God, ew.
I take you, we scoot over to, like, I'm assuming there are giant mirrors in every doorway of this man's.
Absolutely.
And I, like, turn her around, like, look at your back.
Ew.
Crashly, you see there's a big owie on your back.
Oh my God. Ew, wait. Do you think there's one of them inside of me right now? It's my birthday. That would be really unfair.
I mean, being a young lady means life isn't fair.
That is a rough, it really the worst sucks. Response.
It's, I have to be truthful with you. I'm an empath.
And to double that down, Crashly, you realize that's really true. When you realize Shamanda, you know, has her hand on your shoulder and you don't feel it.
What?
What?
And this is when some things click into place. Crashly, when you try to think back, it's been a while since the last time that you remember feeling something. You haven't noticed, but as you are confronting it, I imagine in a bit of a panic and start, you know, raising around and touching, you don't have a sense of touch anymore.
What? Okay, a couple things make more sense right now, but this is really messed up. I don't have a sense of touch.
And Shamanda is just, you just see her squinting. Really, just getting really close to you. She's really near side, far side, whatever it is. She's got to be real close. And says, Crashly, we're going to figure this out. Just,
okay.
Just nose to your cheek. We're gonna figure this out.
Okay, I trust you. I have to tell CEJ something.
I'm outside taking pictures.
My God.
CEJ just it's got up and walked away. Walked past Paula Grenadine, who's catatonic in the corner.
But with the flash on my new Panasonic Lumix G7 digital camera, Nighttime might as well be the broad day. Because Jesus. With this kind of digital resolution, my pictures are coming to life with the kind of light that you can only find in a Panasonic.
What if CEJ doesn't go to college and just becomes like the spokesman for Panasonic?
Crashly, what do you say to CEJ?
I know. Well, what I was going to say to CEJ was like, you know, the other day when I was like, that doesn't feel like anything. Well, that wasn't your fault.
What?
Ew, no.
So.
No. My bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Shamanda's like, you know what? This party for me is over. I'm going to go pick up my keys.
When I was like, second base I doesn't don't feel hear like anything.
But it did feel like something.
Well, it didn't to me. And that's what I said. And you were like,
wait, so it did or it didn't?
It didn't, because I can't feel anything. Like, punch me right. Well, don't punch me. Adam, punch me.
I'm not gonna punch you.
I know.
I better not punch you.
Okay.
I'm gonna get going too.
I'm out. Okay. Shamanda's already boop boop the car.
I can't feel anything.
Yeah, and Shamanda, I assume you found your car keys at this point, or are you just taking Paula's car?
Yeah, there's like weirdly a huge bowl with a bunch of different sets of keys in it.
Oh, no.
And I fished through it to try to find mine.
Damn.
Can I roll to see who else's keys might be there?
Yeah, sure.
Are my keys in there?
Well, actually, Shamanda, I think, let's just say, use a hold.
Oh, wait, is Sez still outside?
No, I think, well, I would imagine that Sez went home.
That's fair.
I think so too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, given everything. Yeah, Shamanda, you have sect resources. You have one hold left, so you can go ahead and spend it.
Yeah, we might as well.
So whose other car keys do you recognize?
I see. Ooh, what's more nasty, a Haverfordian or an out-of-towner?
Great question.
Ooh,
Rhinelander.
A Rhinelander? Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the only Rhinelanders we've met are Alvin and Donna Vincent, Jordan Vincent's grandparents.
Well, plus, you know, your boyfriend.
Well, yes.
Oh, wait. What's Serena's mom's name?
You tell me.
Serena's mom's name is... Serena's mom's name is Saturn.
Saturn Lad?
Saturn Lad.
That's a good name.
Damn.
That's actually a sick name.
Seems pretty cool.
So you find Saturn Lad's Mitsubishi keys.
It's weird that she put her name on these. Interesting.
It's weird that she doesn't drive a Saturn.
It's weird that her keys are in my mom's bowl.
Your mom's going
to. Do you not know
what
that means?
No, I don't know what a lot of things mean. I can't feel anything, and nobody cares.
Well,
so.
You said you were getting so emo in the last year that it seemed natural.
Guys,
that, you know, being unfeeling is part of it.
Guys, knock, knock, knock. I locked myself in the pantry closet.
Oh my God.
I thought this was the exit, but
I'll get you, Adam. Adam,
no,
I
need to get myself.
No, don't, because you're going to break the door. And
I try to break the door.
There's some expensive pepper in there.
Adam, go ahead and roll to kick some ass. Or roll plus tough. We'll just see what happens.
I rolled a 3.
Adam, you failed to break the door.
Just like a soft little thud.
Well, Crashly, it's been a fun party, babe. And I think...
What the hell?
I don't know. We've just been through so much. The house was on fire, and then you mutilated Tickle Monster and the garbage disposal, and then CEJ got all artsy on us, and a lot has happened.
Yeah. I think at this point you hear Jared on the phone, and he's like, yeah, I would like to report. Something happened. There was an animal or something and attacked, and I think we need – please send the Crammos over. Yeah, we need
Crammos.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Adam,
no.
They will help.
And he turns and he's like, kids, I think it might be best if you guys head on out. I don't want you to have to explain all of this.
I want to talk to a Crammo because I can't feel anything. And I'll just stay here and talk to them.
Well, yeah. Yes, you Crashly. I want you to stay.
But you want me to explain all this, just not them.
Crashly, no.
I get it.
Hey, how come, you know, Crashly tries really hard with you, you know, and you sometimes it kind of seems like you're more interested in your own like personal life than in like a shared experience.
Are you talking to me?
That's really misplaced, but really sweet, CJ.
And yeah, Jared is like, you know, CEJ, I watched you take a picture of Crashly while she was trying to kill a monster.
Cool. I watched you hide in a corner behind pots and pans. Are we really going to do this game?
I think you guys should go. I think you all should leave.
I think we should go.
CEJ, do you want to ride home?
Yeah, I think my dad left.
Okay, fine. Just call me when you get home, okay?
Do we have to go home? Do you want to come, Crash?
Yes, you do.
I'll come. Can I go?
Great. You know what? Actually, Shamanda, appreciate the offer, but I think me and Crashly are going to take a walk.
Yeah, we're going to take a walk.
Your birthday's not over yet, and we're going to have a good time. God damn it.
That's really nice. I won't even talk about Acorn. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jared is like, Crashly, are you sure about this? You've been through a lot.
I'm not sure about anything. I've been through a lot, and it's my birthday. And if CJ wants to take me on a walk, then I want to go on a walk.
Okay, just be careful, be responsible.
I'm not promising anything.
I was about to say I trust you, but well.
I'll do my best.
Just keep your mistakes manageable.
That's a really good way to put it.
Oh, that's nice. And as we walk away, our voices trail off, and it's like, I'll like pinch Crash and let shoulder be like, can you feel that?
No.
Can you feel that?
Uh-uh.
How about this?
No.
Can you feel that?
Can you feel that one?
Where we'll end our episode for today.
And what you all don't know is Adam got locked in another closet.
There's a second pantry.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
connected to the first pantry.
It's a nice pantry.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Adam Miller has a special yearbook message for our patron, Ryan P.
Hey, Ryan P. It's Adam Miller. You know that because I'm writing this while you look at me. I just want to say I'm so sorry for the first couple months of the school year when I kept using your locker as my locker. You kept telling me, stop doing that. This is my locker. I should have learned. Really, honestly, I should have. But I was just distracted by a lot of things. But you were cool about it. And honestly, you're probably in my top five of friends. Don't tell CEJ or Paul. Anyways, stay chill, my guy. And I'm sorry that I used your locker again. Adam Miller, forever.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. It's Alan Linick, a.k.a. CEJ, a.k.a. Derek. Well, that's not a... there's a different character that I also... Never mind. If you're looking for other things to listen to now that you've gotten through this episode, look no further than the rest of the One Shot Network. Mystery County shares its parentage, let's say, with a bunch of other amazing shows, including the namesake of the network, One Shot. On One Shot, you can discover new RPGs through actual play. Every week, James D'Amato brings you a new episode with a rotating cast of improvisers, game designers, and other notable nerds. Maybe even some voices you're familiar with from our podcast. One Shot has featured over 100 games, exploring a wide variety of genres and tones. The stories are self-contained, so you can jump in anywhere, and it's a great way to find your new favorite game. Discover the magic of RPGs with One Shot on your favorite podcast app. Or bootleg it. Yeah, it's already free. So bootlegging it really only serves to make you into like some kind of cyber rogue. Anyway, give it a shout or a look or a review or all of the above.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Do you have a tooth?
I have several teeth.
Uh-oh.
Brag.
Where are they? Whose are they?
I would count them right now, but it would take so long. Mm. But I definitely have them in my mouth.
Whose were they before they were yours?
Well, the Lord's, honestly, and that's what I really wanted to talk to you about.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn Tenement Building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.